Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now before we talk to Charlie is the owner of the Boston Celtics, Wick Grosbeck. Wick, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing? You're doing a good job on there.
Good. Thank you very much. Obviously, being in Boston, being an owner here, you're obviously really, really familiar with all this stuff. And I guess, you know, everybody's lives, Wick, this touches. I mean, you know that as well as anybody.
It's an amazing organization, fund, the Jimmy Fund, and the connection with Dana-Farber is huge, and actually they're connected with Children's Hospital as well, and it's a truly amazing thing. We're very proud to support it at the Celtics, and me personally, I personally am proud to support it.
Well, we know you're always there for anything, any good cause. But I got to ask you, Wick, has your life changed lately? Your team is riding high. Everybody is in love with the Celtics. I mean, there were down times. You've been through them. But right now, I mean, people want to go to games. They want to watch. They talk about them. You're back on top of the world. It's got to feel pretty good.
Well, we can see the top of the world from here. I don't think we're quite there yet. We stubbed our toe again last year towards the end, or someone stubbed it for us. But we really like the way this season looks. I like the way this team plays, and how they're coached and how they're assembled, put together, and how the fans support. I mean, it's a great feeling over at the Garden, and I can't wait for it to start. The guys will all be back. Most of them have been through the new practice facility, the Auerbach Center. And it's unbelievable, and that's just the first step towards hopefully a great season. Thanks.
Well, you know how it works around here. We see it all the time, the speculation, where he's going to go, will he re-sign? Is Kyrie Irving going to re-sign with the Celtics and get the max contract and sign with the Celtics? Do you think that's going to happen?
Well, Kyrie, that's for Kyrie to say, and I don't think it's going to be part of any of my discussions, but probably his during the year. He's got this year with us. He's very focused in. He's a person of great integrity and intelligence and strength, whatever. He's just an incredible guy to get to know. And he's burning with the desire to make this a great season, and we'll go from there. But I think that our whole position at the Celtics, you know, since we came in 15 years ago or whatever, was to try to make it a destination, make it a place where people play a certain way and they're proud to be here. And I think that's, if you do that right, then the right people will come and will stay.
Did you see that Uncle Drew? Did you see that Uncle Drew movie? Was it funny or not?
I went to the premiere. My wife Amelia and I went to the premiere as Kyrie's guest down in New York, and sat with him, and it was hilarious. I thought it was great, and it did well in the box office. People liked it.
Hey, do you remember when Danny first mentioned the name Brad Stevens? Were you skeptical?
Yeah, we had a conversation. He said, "Look, Doc's leaving. What should we do? Who do you want to hire?" And I said, "I don't know who to hire, but I know the job spec. I've been thinking about this, and we've had an old school." Fantastic coach, but very old school with certain rules about the starting five had to be the finishing five. And, you know, it's sort of like playing baseball. You know, there are a lot of old rules that don't necessarily make a lot of sense. And although we won a championship without, we wouldn't have won without Doc. So, I mean, we love Doc. It was a great 9 years. But he moved on, and I said, I want a young gun. I don't want an NBA retread. I don't want anybody that's been fired in the NBA. I'm not going to have a retread. We're going to start fresh. And I want someone that whose mind matches with yours, and you guys can be staying up late, you know, trying to upend the NBA and do creative things. And so he said, oh, a partner in crime, let's have Brad Stevens, or let's have a college coach. I said, exactly, that's the point. College coach, let's go for it. Let's take a risk. And he recommended Brad, and we got to know Brad over a period of time, and then went and recruited him in person and got him on the plane and brought him back to Boston.
Was your point, we've talked about this with Robert Kraft and with these other owners. Has there been a point in your ownership where you've realized that I shouldn't be this hands-on, or I should be more hands-on or less hands-on? Has there been a lesson or two you've learned along the way, or a moment where you said, boy, I probably shouldn't have done this or done that, and learned a lesson from it?
What are you saying, Kirk? No, just kidding.
Just out of curiosity, has there been sort of...
I saw him on the sideline with the stopwatch. He was timing the guys.
You know, when he's got the guys running suicides after practice, that gets a little too much.
Yeah, he's Coach Marcus Smart on the shot.
Yeah, that's right. I'm teaching him how to dunk, which he can do now that he lost some weight. But I don't think fans really know out there or the media doesn't pay attention to or know that, you know, owners everywhere have the final say on their teams and who's hired and what's going on. And so the question of, you know, and then people say, well, this person's meddling or that person's meddling. Anyway, the way that I do it as controlling owner is to try to hire amazing people. And Danny and Brad are two great examples. And then give them all the support possible. But when there's a major decision to be made or a major trade, you know, the three of us talk about it. That's the way it goes, and that's the way it's always going to go as long as I'm around.
But, I mean, will you veto things? Will Danny bring you a deal and you'll say, you know what, I don't like it?
Well, we talk and talk, and we end up getting to a decision, and that's how it happened. I mean, we just recently did a movie and a podcast about 2008, and there's all sorts of nuances about how that all got put together. But if you don't have the general manager and coach and ownership, and I have an ownership group of partners with me, but if people aren't on the same page, it's going to go awry. And my job is really to get everybody on the same page and do some of the writing on the page, I guess, myself. But I'm a partner by nature. It's a collaborative thing, and we hope to get to the right decision. If you have smart people sitting with you, you're more likely to make good decisions, and I have great people with me.
Well, I think you've done a pretty damn good job hiring a GM and a coach. I mean, hopefully they're both here. It's amazing. I heard someone discussing Ainge versus Auerbach, and it's pretty close when you think about the moves they've made. And I don't think he's Auerbach yet, but maybe before he's done. And the fact that we're mentioning him in the same breath is amazing.
Well, Danny will be pleased to hear that. Red was unbelievable. I get to work with Red 4 or 5 years there before 2006 when he sadly passed away. And it was the most unbelievable experience of my life, and he did everything he could to support our ownership group and support us and recommending that we do choose Ainge, did choose Ainge. That was super helpful, or more than helpful. He was instrumental in getting this team on the right track for our ownership, and I loved him. I just truly loved him, just a great man.
We appreciate you. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I want to make sure that we have a minute to make a donation to the cause and the Celtics. I can confirm that my partners and I, out of the Shamrock Fund, our foundation, wanted to do $25,000 today and for the week. And I want to, since you guys are at 100, I sort of feel like I want to double it. So I'd like to add 75 out of my personal foundation with my wife, Amelia.
Wow.
And so we'd make that around 100 from the Celtics and me and Amelia. And we'll take great pleasure in doing that. And we love Arbella, by the way, who's one of our major partners at the Celtics, and they sponsor our stay in school efforts, among many other things. We love Arbella. We love the Jimmy Fund and love you guys. So we're really happy to make this donation today.
We love you too, Wick.
That's great, Wick. Thanks so much. We really do appreciate that.
Okay. Keep going.
Thank you, Wick.
Great.
We'll talk to you soon, I'm sure. Thanks a lot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.